Now that Kamala Harris is the presumptive Democrat nominee, we have conservative groups, of course, but liberal groups as well that are attacking her. Black Lives Matter shocked everyone by coming out with a fiery tweet about how Kamala Harris should not be the nominee. Really quick though, before I show you that tweet, check out what Kamala Harris said about BLM not long ago.
They're not gonna stop. And this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not gonna stop. And everyone beware, because they're not gonna stop. They're not gonna stop before Election Day in November, and they're not gonna stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that they're not gonna let up, and they should not. And we should not.
So clearly, Kamala Harris is a big fan of BLM. And it goes without saying that that is one of many, many videos where she says something over and over and over again without saying anything. that's one video. I wasn't looking for that video for an example of how she sucks at speaking, but I just wanted to see, you know, her opinion on BLM. But of course, you can't even look up a video of Kamala Harris without seeing her say absolutely nothing. And I think that's going to be, as I'll talk about a little bit later, that's going to be the theme of her candidacy from now until November. And I think more people are going to sour when they see what a bad communicator is. But Kamala is a big fan of BLM. This is what BLM, without further ado, this is what BLM said about Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party. So they came out on X. They said this. Timeline of events, you can see it right here. Sunday, Joe Biden drops out. Kamala Harris announces campaign with Biden endorsement. Kamala Harris said she's going to work hard to earn the nomination. Kamala Harris makes calls to party delegates. Monday now, Kamala Harris continues making calls to party delegates. Kamala Harris makes two public speeches. AP announces Kamala Harris has secured enough delegates to be the Democratic nominee. Again, that is one day after Joe Biden steps down. And then they continue by saying Kamala Harris releases this statement. They kind of put that statement on X. I'm not going to show it here because it's basically just her accepting the nomination. But this is the important part that BLM said. And you can see it right here. They said a 24-hour process of talking to party bosses is not democratic, nor is it a process Democrats should be proud of. We do not live in a dictatorship. Delegates are not oligarchs. Installing Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee and an unknown vice president without any public voting process would make the modern Democrat Party a party of hypocrites. Reminder really quick before I finish this. This is BLM. This is the most progressive, probably the most progressive group in America. They finished off by saying, we call on the DNC to create a process that allows for public participation in the nomination process, not just a nomination by party delegates. You have to understand, no one, not a single primary voter, voted for Kamala Harris. Why? Because the Democrat Party refused to have a primary. And so if you're a Democrat, just imagine for a second that you're a Democrat. You vote for Biden, and so did all your friends who are Democrats, and you kind of had to, right, because there's no primary. So effectively, you voted for Biden. Then the party elites last minute decide to switch him out for someone that you never voted for, never once. And again, a lot of Democrats were calling for a primary. They were saying if Biden is such a powerful, good leader, then surely he'll win in a primary. He'll do great. And by the way, he probably would have in a primary. But at least you could point to 20%, 30% people voted for Kamala. 0% voted for Kamala because they didn't hold a primary for her. I would feel upset as a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat. I'm sure a lot of you watching aren't a Democrat. If you are a Democrat, thank you for watching. Not because I want Biden as my nominee anymore. That's not why I would be upset. But people have accurately pointed out that there was nothing democratic about this process. That's like the one thing that BLM and I agree on. Did not imagine I would say that. But yeah, they're right. There was nothing democratic about this process. And again, you can come out and say, there's been a lot of people who have said, oh, but the convention, the delegates get to decide. It is illegal by the time that they have their delegation, in like at least one third of the states, it is illegal to file for candidacy at that point. And so no, there's no process, by the way, there's just no process at that point to have a new nominee. So yeah, technically at the convention, could something change? It's not going to happen. But no, there's nothing democratic about it because it is illegal at that point to put up anyone else. And that's why they put their convention so late. If they really wanted an open convention, they would have done it in March and April, but they never did. And they knew Joe Biden was dead. They always knew that. Kamala Harris knew that, and so did the elites. Kamala Harris has specifically positioned herself. If there's one thing that she's good at, it is positioning herself in a place where she can fail upwards. That is, I'll say that for her. She's done that very well. And so this mild excitement, I have to point this out, this mild excitement that you're seeing for Kamala Harris right now, which you're seeing some excitement, it's not actually excitement for her. What it is this excitement that Biden is no longer the Democrat nominee after his awful debate performance. I personally don't believe that the plan was to take Biden out until the debate. I think once that happened, elites in the Democrat Party, they solidified that they were already waning a little bit for sure, but they solidified in their minds, no, we are not going with Biden. And so, again, if I had to predict, I think we're going to see a closing of the polls in the next few weeks between Kamala and Trump because we're going to be in the honeymoon phase of Kamala Harris. But the thing is after seeing her on TV more and more and forgetting about their excitement from not having Biden, they have to deal with the fact that it's not just not having Biden, it is having Kamala. And I think when that happens for a lot of independents, that enthusiasm is going to absolutely be curbed super quick. I've talked a lot about left-wing organizations that are going against Kamala Harris, but a right-wing organization has something that they have been cooking up as well, which is really interesting. The Daily Wire has just released the trailer for their new Matt Walsh documentary, and dare I say, I just watched it once, I think it's going to be better than What is a Woman? Again, I've only seen it once, so I wanted to check it out one more time with you. Right now, here's my live reaction, and you can see the trailer. Let's begin.
Let's be clear what's happening in this country. It's Nazism. Republicans are Nazis. You cannot separate yourselves from the bad white people.
Growing up in the 90s, I never thought much about race. Sure, you noticed, but never really seemed to matter that much. At least not to me.
Being a white, straight, cisgender man, it's the top of the pile.
I'm on the top of the pile. That's me. Am I racist?
I'm going to pause it right here. One of the most astounding things I think that's going to be in this documentary, and again, I haven't seen the documentary. I don't know what's going on. It's coming out in September, I think. But is the fact that these people didn't notice who Matt Walsh is. Now, you'll see in a second that he puts on a little bit of a disguise, but this just shows how leftists are so stuck in their own kind of world. They really refuse to actually look at the other side, and that's super evident by the fact that they don't even know who Matt Walsh is, but let's continue.
I'd really appreciate it if you left.
I'm trying to learn. I'm on this journey.
Can you please leave?
If I'm going to sort this out, I need to go deeper undercover. If I want to be an ally, I need to look like one.
What is racism?
Martin Luther King said not to judge people by the...
Martin Luther King said a lot of stuff.
Is America inherently racist?
What the hell is that?
The word inherent is challenging there. America is racist to its bones. All of the...
So inherently.
Yeah. The entire system has to burn. And I'm not going to even use save this country. This country is not worth saving. This country is a piece of shit.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
They gon' say I'm racist.
Joining us now is Matt, certified DEI expert.
Here's my certification. Where are you guys on your anti-racist journeys? So I'll look around the room and point.
You can tell too, this whole documentary is just gonna be an exercise in trolling leftists, and I am totally here for it. I think it's gonna be absolutely incredible. But you can kind of see in these clips right here that there's going to be a lot of that, and I think it's going to be super awesome.
To who we believe is the most racist person in the room. We want to rename the George Washington Monument to the George Floyd Monument. Would you mind signing it? You will? What do you think about this issue of heteronormativity and how it intersects with the broader structures of racism in society?
They gonna say I'm racist.
What's up with white people? What are you doing to decenter your whiteness?
Who's making it the center? Why are they doing that?
And what you're doing is you're stretching out of your whiteness. This is more for you in this field.
White
folks.
White
trash.
White supremacy.
White woman.
White boy.
White
entitlement.
White
centering.
White
silence.
Is there a black person around her?
There's a black person right here. Does he not exist?
They gonna say I'm racist, but they call everybody racist.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. And what's your name?
I'm Matt.
Matt, hi, yeah. Matt.
Nice to meet you.
I just had to ask who you are because you have to be careful.
Never be too careful.
They gonna say you racist, but they call everybody racist.
Okay, so that last part is really fascinating. That's Robin DiAngelo, if you don't know who that is. She is one of the biggest people in critical race theory and just absolutely just hating, you know, white people. And the fact that she doesn't notice who Matt Walsh is really, really, really crazy. It's also crazy. I would be really interested. Maybe they'll come out and talk about it. Maybe they won't. But I want to hear from the Daily Wire, like, how did you get this interview with her? Because Like, and again, you hear right there, she says you have to be careful. And because it's because she knows how hateful this agenda is that she holds. But anyway, it's really interesting. I'm really interested to hear how the Daily Wire was able to get that interview, how she doesn't notice who Matt Walsh is. I think this is going to be really transformative. And the reason why I'm sharing it in this video is because at the same time as the left are fighting really hard, there are organizations, again, some are tied with the Republican Party, some are not, like the Daily Wire, they're not, you know, immediately tied to the Republican Party. They're going to fight against what is going on. And presumably, you know, we don't know for sure, but Kamala Harris is probably going to be running a campaign that's very focused on racial politics. It's very timely of the Daily Wire to post something like this. You can tell that there's been a lot of people, again, you know, I've been one of them, a lot of people have looked into kind of, is Kamala going to take over for Joe Biden? I was kind of on the side of it, probably wasn't going to happen, but you know, you can't ever rule something out. And so it's very timely. There's a lot of people on the right that are going to probably be fighting against this notion that race matters that much, because Kamala Harris presumptively is going to be trying to get the black vote out a ton. And as I've talked about, as a lot of people have talked about, I actually think that's going to backfire majorly on Kamala Harris. I think there's a lot of minorities out there that are going to not show up for her at all because they're not going to be excited in the slightest. I actually think there's going to be a lot of those rural voters that were voting for Joe Biden that are no longer going to vote for Kamala Harris because of who she is and the message that she is putting forth. And I think a lot of those rural voters are going to be in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which she needs to win. And so anyway, I think this combined with other right-wing media and, you know, just a push from the right wing is going to make it really hard for Kamala Harris to win. And I think that should happen because no conservatives or Republicans at this point should get complacent and think that the race is over. As I said, I think there's going to be a huge tightening in the polls. And I think as we get closer, it'll start to widen just a little bit. But I think it's going to be a close election either way you slice it. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.